Now, let's read verse 12. Now, when we come to verse 12, we come to the response to the challenge that God has given to them. And you have here in verse 12 the construction of the temple, the people obeyed, and the confirmation from God in verses 13 and 14. Again, very simple, but very important here. Now, will you notice? Verse 12, then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the words of Haggai, the prophet, as the Lord, their God, had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Now, what is needed, of course, actually today, are Christians in places of leadership. We've had men that have been, like Gladstone said when he was asked, what's the mark of a great statesman? Said a man who knows the direction God is going for the next 50 years. Now, we don't seem to have men that know the direction God is going for the next 50 minutes. And we haven't had, in my day, any man that I felt in either the Congress or the presidency or governor that I felt was a man who really knew God and was being led of God. We need that in this country. That's very important. Did you notice here that Zerubbabel, he's the governor, and Joshua's the high priest, and then the people, the remnant of the people that returned, they all obeyed God. And when they obeyed God, why, a blessing came. And I mean blessing came in great abundance. Now, will you notice here, he says, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Now, this is a message that was given after the first message. In fact, now we've come to the second message, as we said, that there are five dated messages in this book. Now, if you look at verse 15, the last verse of this chapter, you'll see the date here. In the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. So what we have here is a message given on September the 24th, 520 B.C. The first one was given September the 1st. So 24 days later, this second message was given. You see, during that time, the people responded. They have now a will to obey God. The plans are drawn up. They have the program outlined to bring wood down from the mountains, and they're getting ready to build the temple. That is the thing that has taken place in 24 days. Haggai is a man of action, and he's a man that could inspire the people to action also. That's very important.